We welcome in the Hibners, the brain trusts of the wonderful Good Life on the Bricks here in downtown North Platte. I call it one of North Platte's most dangerous places to eat. More dangerous for me, though, gentlemen, because I'm walking distance. I don't walk off a lot of that, you can tell by looking at me.
It makes it worth the walk, though, right?
Yeah, oh, it does. It's well worth the walk. Welcome in, Zach, and I'm sorry, I forgot your first name, Mr. Hibner.
Royce.
Royce, okay.
Yes.
I appreciate you guys stopping by the studio, and want to echo congratulations again on being named New Business of the Year by the Chamber Development Corporation.
Thank you. It was a real honor.
It's kind of, sure. I can't believe 2 years in the business already for you guys.
It's just been flying.
And Royce, you guys are getting ready to open up a new business, too.
Yes, we're in Gothenburg. We've got some ground and a builder and some plans, and so that's moving forward. The usual delays that we would expect, I guess.
And some you wouldn't expect.
And some you wouldn't expect. Those are the times right now.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But it is moving forward.
Now, Zach, you've been in the business for a long time. You went to school for this. This is your passion. But tell us about the coming to life of Good Life on the Bricks.
I mean, everything happens the way it's supposed to, and I think there's a master plan. My life, I don't know. Opportunities present themselves, and it's just like, man, is that going to be something that's going to be good for us, or something that would be something we'd want to do? And it's just like, we take those, that initial dive and just jumping into it was the hardest thing, but once we did that, it was clear that we had something good, and we were going to do something that was going to be beneficial for the community, and for us, and our family, and our employees, and it's just been a
How long were you open prior to the pandemic? It was several months, right?
Well, July 13 of 19 is when we opened.
Okay.
So we were able to get our wheels rolling.
7 months?
A bit, yep, yeah. Before that big announcement came down the pike.
Wow.
Close the doors.
Yeah.
And, Zach, there's always struggles with the food industry. You know better than a lot of us that there's always struggles with the food industry, but especially starting a new business and starting out new and in what was up and coming downtown North Platte at the time, a lot of different variables in there, and then everything was just kind of thrown to the fan and got even worse during the pandemic.
It was nuts. I mean, we started off so strong, and we were just doing so well, and then literally overnight it was like, hey, you can't have people in your seats anymore. And we've got this restaurant that's just taken off and being told that, hey, no more dining customers. It was scary. But, I mean, we pivoted and went to doing free delivery instead of just doing delivery that we were charging for and started doubling down on our advertising for that. And that's really what got us through. We changed our servers and bartenders to delivery drivers because we didn't want to lay anybody off. And I don't think we really did lay anybody off through that whole pandemic, did we?
Yeah, there was a short period of time. We didn't have any choice, but yeah, try to get everybody back in the saddle as soon as we could.
Making money.
Yeah.
And people responded.
And I utilized that delivery service during the pandemic, but I utilized it 2 or 3 times before. And it was a well-oiled machine before the pandemic. That's one advantage of the coronavirus is delivery systems had to be well-oiled within a matter of days.
Yeah, it was either you have it or you don't, and you're going to execute or you're going to fail. And we came out on top with that whole thing, and now that we continue to do that free delivery for the community, and it's definitely paid itself off. I mean, it's just been a good thing for us all the way.
Mm-hmm. And Zach, tell us about the menu, too. The typical menu that you'd find at the average establishment.
Right. I didn't want us to be run-of-the-mill, ordinary, boring, same stuff that you can get at any place in Nebraska. I wanted to have fun things and fun names and just throwing different things together that you wouldn't normally think would mesh, and sometimes they do. I mean, coleslaw and brisket, I mean, I tell you what, that's
yeah.
A fast raid in heaven.
I don't think I ever had that prior to you guys opening up, and now, I'm going to be honest, I'm addicted.
I mean, there's something about that smoke ring and the smoking of the meats that just, I mean, people get a taste of it, and they're just, you can't really get that anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So then they keep coming back, which is awesome.
Royce, tell us about your reaction when you found out that you're going to be honored as New Business of the Year by the Chamber.
Well, I was a little taken back. I didn't even, know there was a particular award for that, but it just felt good, it felt like truly it is an honor. Yep, we've worked hard, all our staff has worked hard, Zach has worked hard, my wife is involved as owner, and but North Platte really has came out, they've utilized everything that we've got there, and The vibe that we have there is just unique. I think people enjoy that. It's an old building. It's got its own unique problems, but there's a lot of advantage to it, too. But, yeah, it truly was an honor to receive that.
Yeah, and a big honor to being recognized, but even more so when you realize you're being recognized by the Chamber of Commerce. These are folks that know a thing or two about business.
Right, right. You know, they go around, they see everything, they know everybody. Every business that starts up, I'm sure they're in touch, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was really it was a real big boost.
And you guys have decided to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce since day one. I remember being there for your ribbon cutting at the outdoor patio. And
right.
That's a decision that's a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
Right. Yep, and with all the downtown improvements, which was inconvenient at times, but, boy, they have done a great job. It is just so nice down there now just to draw people in. Really appreciate all that the city did for that.
And pretty awesome. You guys are located right in the 19th district.
Front and center, baby.
What kind of favors do you have to do to make that happen?
Once again, I just get lucky. I don't know, man. I got lucky with
couple
my...
free sandwiches, huh?
Yeah, I guess. You know, whatever it takes.
Zach, what's it like being in business with your folks?
Honestly, my parents are my biggest advocates, and I mean, I say this all the time, that I hit the lottery when I was born because I have the best parents in the world. They've stuck by me through thick and thin. I've done some rather dumb stuff in my life, but I mean, they've
haven't
always...
we all?
Right, and they've always been there for me, and when I came to my dad and I was like, hey, I've got this opportunity right in front of me, and I can't do it by myself. Will you help me? And he was like, let's do it. And I mean, since then, we've just been killing it.
And Royce, what's it like being in business with your son?
Well, when he first came up with, you know, he saw the opportunity and approached us with it and thinking it through a little bit, it was like, yeah, you know, what's there to lose, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had the experience and the expertise with all facets of restaurant business, so we had a great deal of confidence in that. And we just stepped through the hoops one at a time.
Yep.
And, boy, we went to some crazy auctions looking for equipment. We went all over the place.
Piecing it together.
It was an experience for sure. We were, you know, doing it on a string budget, so... But it has worked out beautifully.
Well, in that time that we got to spend there at the beginning, just piecing together different parts of the equipment that we needed, I think we went to Colorado, we went to Omaha. But even just that time, me and him getting to spend together, I mean, those are memories and things I probably wouldn't...
Oh, absolutely. Well, guys, congratulations. Again, this is awesome, and I think very well-deserving, too. Especially when you call to mind, Zach, all the challenges you guys had to face. I forgot about the construction entirely, too. That was a big crisis to face, too, especially with parking. Then yep. You throw in the pandemic, and you know better, again, than anybody else. It's not easy to start a restaurant. It's not easy to start any business, but especially in the restaurant industry, it makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah, yeah. And I think somebody once told me, they were like, do you want to know how you make a small fortune in the restaurant business? And I was like, how? Then start with a large fortune.
And you won't have it in a couple weeks.
Right, right. But like I said, we've just been really blessed. And I think this is a great part of the state. I mean, there's great people here, and we really do support each other. I mean, even just with the things that we do, and I know a lot of other people that I know, we try to keep that money in town with the people that we know, because why do anything but that? You know what I mean? Stick together, stay together, and we'll be together. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
I want to let folks know, too, you guys are taking applications, Royce. If there's anybody out there looking for an appointment to work with a great family-owned and family-oriented business, you guys would love to have an interview with them to welcome them on board, potentially.
Yes, yep. There is a little bit of turnover at times, but, yeah, we're looking for dedicated, talented, hardworking people that have a big smile on their face, because that's what we want people to see when they come in.
It's a fun business. You're going to see a lot of people.
Yes,
it's a blast. Every day is something different, a new challenge, a new adventure. It's just like, what chaos is going to ensue today?
Zach, anything else you guys want to add today?
No. Well, thanks for the opportunity to visit.
Absolutely.
Get everything out to North Platte.
We'll do it again sometime. We'll have to keep us up to date on what's going on with the Gothenburg location, too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
Gentlemen, we sure appreciate it. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this quick break on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.